Hey. It's just me. No need to worry. Waiting for someone? Oh? Who are you waiting for? Someone left you a note to meet you all the way out here? At night? How mysterious and definitely romantic and not weird. You got me. I'm not out here by coincidence. Obviously. I left you that note. Well, it's the truth is complicated. Sorry, I know that's not very helpful. So, you obviously came alone, like I asked. Did you tell anyone where you were going? Good. Thanks for trusting me. This isn't a moment that I'd like to share with anyone else. So, I'm sorry to do this, but I need to know before we go any further. How do you feel about me? You know what? That's unfair. I'm sorry to be so direct. Let me explain a little bit before you answer. I know you're into me, at least physically. I'm not dumb, you know. I see you watching me when you think I'm distracted. I mean, God, it's been going on for months. You're really obvious about it. It's kind of cute. No, I'm not upset. I mean, to be honest, it creeped me out a little bit at first, but it's just because we've known each other for forever and you've never acted like this before. Were you, getting a little obsessed? But regardless, while you watched me, I paid attention. You weren't leering at me or, like, stalking me or anything. It's like you were doing something else, then you'd catch sight of me, maybe across the plaza or something, and you'd just stop and get lost. You were so sincere about what you felt, in a way. So, I know you're attracted to me. I almost called you out on it. I was gonna ask you to stop looking at me like that. No. Like I said, I wasn't upset at you. Not exactly. I was actually bothered by how it affected me. I'd be fine just going through my day, and then I'd see you. Seeing me. It would always be the same. I'd start out embarrassed. I could feel my face getting hot, and then I'd get excited. I'm used to people checking me out. I like it. I like that people find me attractive. Does that make me bad? I don't think so. this was different. I'd get tingly all over and warm and wet. I swear to God, sometimes I'd feel you looking at me and I'd be in the middle of a conversation with some friends and I'd get so fucking turned on. I was worried that everyone must be able to smell how aroused I was. No one ever said anything, though, if they did. I'd feel my body changing in other ways, too. Do you know how unsettling that is? I mean, sure you do. You get turned on when I stand this close to you like this, don't you? God, I love that I have that effect on you. Like, it's nice to be reminded that someone thinks you're hot, but when that someone is special to you, like, really special. It's unbelievable. I'm still special to you, right? I mean, we've been friends since forever. Sure, we move in different circles now, and you're a bit nerdy, which is cute. And I guess I got popular. God, I kind of wish that hadn't happened now. In college already, and I should have had this conversation with you a long time ago. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not a mind reader. I know that you're attracted to me, but it could just be physical. I don't think it's stuck up of me to say that a lot of people are attracted to me. But the thing is, I don't think that many of them actually give a shit about me. They want to use me for my body, and then they'll just get tired of me and move on. I need someone I have a real connection to, you know? Do you remember when you had that thing last year? Where you asked that girl out and she was awful to you? Yeah, you called me. And I was surprised at first, but then I wasn't. I'm an old friend, and we know how to talk to each other, make each other feel better. I did my best to console you, and had you laughing by the end, didn't I? After we hung up, I thought about it. Who would I call if I needed someone to listen to me? To really listen. And I realized the answer was you. That's what this is about, I guess. How I instinctively feel about you. So, you know I asked you here. Mostly. I'm completely, totally, and hopelessly in love with you. And I kind of feel like I'm gonna throw up right now. I've given class speeches and gone to college interviews, and I've never been more nervous than I am right now. And God's just making me talk and talk and talk. But please just answer me truthfully. Do you love me too? You're not saying anything. Okay, well, I guess if you need a second to think about it. Wait, what? What? Sorry, can you say that again? I... Oh, God, that's such a relief. You never told me, though. Why not? Were you worried that I'd say no, or did you think I'd be mean or humiliate you? You know me better than that. Oh. Yeah, I get not wanting to ruin our friendship. So you stayed silent and we stayed friends. I mean, I wish he hadn't, but then again, I didn't approach you either. Until I just couldn't keep these feelings inside me anymore. I mean, I get why you wouldn't tell me, so... Well, I think we should probably, Yes. Should probably kiss. More of that, please. Sorry. Please don't be scared. Sorry. I guess I'm a bit more turned on than I thought I was. You're not running away, at least. That's a good sign. So, that was the other reason I needed to meet you out here. I have a somewhat tricky problem. I promise, I'm not gonna attack you or bite you or anything. I know that glowing red eyes and the rows of serrated teeth and razor-sharp claws might be a little bit intimidating, but I promise you, I really do love you, and I would never hurt you. Not seriously, at least. I mean, some bruises and scratches are okay, right? I mean, just a little bit of pain makes the pleasure so much better. Like salty and sweet. Yeah, I don't control the change. My teeth get longer. And as you can see, there's a lot more of them. It can make it a little hard to talk. And my eyes glow red. And there's other changes later on down the line. So, a couple of birthdays ago, My mom told me the truth about my father. No, that's... He's not my dad. I mean, he is, but... He raised me for as long as I can remember, but biologically, no. My mom met my dad when she was pregnant. With me. I guess she was kind of a party girl. You know, like... Willing to try anything. Absolutely anything. She got mixed up with some pretty shady people and ended up in a cult. Really nasty one. She participated in some kind of ritual, but they didn't tell her everything, and... Well... They summoned a demon, and he, I guess... Bred her. Bred is the right word. I guess my real father. He loves human women, and he's always trying to have children with them. And he doesn't really care about raising them or anything. So after she got away from the cult, moved cities, met my dad. The rest is history. So, I mean, I'm not evil. Evil is a matter of choices, and I think I make good choices. Mostly. It's my blood that's different. And when I get really emotional, I change. The more emotion, the more I become like my father. So, yeah, it's been kind of upsetting to be randomly turned on by you in the middle of the day and just growing claws and having my wings start to strain at my shirt. Plus, I just get bigger. Like all of me. I get taller, stronger. My skin gets red and hot. I have a feeling if I ever go all the way with someone, I'll even grow horns. I can feel them pushing underneath my skin. Yeah. I'm still a virgin. Besides the obvious problem of the changes, I've just never really been with anyone I've wanted to fuck. Well, that's hard to say. Until now. Until I realized that I loved you. I knew that you were the one. I knew that you would be the person I gave myself to. I'm not a one-night stand kind of girl. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I just feel this really deep connection to you, and it's only stronger now. I think that once we have sex, we'll really be bonded. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. Especially that last one. Take my hand. I know it's a little scary. I want our first time to be special. There. That wasn't so bad. Mm. Just so sweet. I have to confess, I'm normally shorter than you. And I love being so much bigger. Kind of gets me off, if I'm honest. Then again, everything about this gets me off. So, help undress me before I get too big and tear my clothes to shreds. Yes, and that's why I wore this loose dress. No bra. Look. My panties are stretched pretty tight right now. They're so wet, they're transparent. That's all your fault. Wanna help me feel good now? Great. Take off your clothes and lie down. God. Your body is even better than I imagined it would be. Perfect. Just like the rest of you. I can't believe I got so lucky to have my first time be with you. Hey. Can I write your face first? I've thought about it so many times. Okay, so I guess just hold still while I... Yes, don't worry. We're both kind of new at this, so... Just do what comes naturally. And I know I'm really big and strong right now, so... And I'm only gonna get bigger, so... Fuck yes, right there. So slap my leg if you can't breathe, okay? Fuck. Yes. God. You're so good at this. Are you sure I'm the first girl to sit on your face? I'll believe you for now. God. I just want to hold you between my thighs. Keep you and use you and fuck. Yes, just a little bit more. You can breathe in a minute. Almost there, right? You can take it. Oh my God, are you okay? Good. I got a little carried away there and transformed quite a bit, so I was worried I kept you under for a little too long. Oh, you're really good at that. I'm gonna need more of that soon, but for now, I think it's time we consummated this love, don't you? I'd love to go down on you too, but I think I should wait until I have normal teeth. Look at you. You're already dripping from what I've been doing. I knew you enjoyed having me on your face. God, I need you so bad right now. I want your fingers inside of me now, okay? And this is really important. For the first time, you have to come with me, okay? So don't hold back. Just come when you're ready. Because while you touch me,
I really want to touch you. To control you. You're mine now. Your body is mine now. Say it. Good. I love how eager you are for me. God, I missed. So close. Fuck. I'm close. Just hold that a little bit longer, please. Keep thrusting those fingers inside of me. God, I love you.
Control a bit there. I didn't mean to bite you quite that much. Hold on a sec. I don't think you're in danger, but I should still clean those wounds and bandage them probably. Here, I've got some painkillers and water in my bag. Here, take this. There you go. You should feel better soon. I promise I'll get better at this. I was just so excited, you know? You took my virginity, I can't believe it. Oh, and it was so, so special, too. Oh, hold still. Almost done. I just need to clean up these last claw marks on your backside. There. I never thought it could feel so good to just take someone like that. But don't worry, I'll never do it without your permission, okay? And if you ever need to, you can ask me to stop. I promise that I will. I never want to actually hurt you. I never want to do anything that could make you want to leave me. I don't think I could handle being separated from you. I'm serious. I kind of think that we should try to take the same classes from now on. I know it's weird, and we've only been dating for like a half hour tops. But don't you think you should be with me from now on? Good. I want you close to me all of the time. So, if you're okay with it, maybe we could even find a way to live together. I want to take care of all of your needs, baby. I never want you to get lonely or feel like I'm not appreciating you. I don't want there to be any temptations or problems or anything that could break us up. Let's get you home for right now. You'll need some rest. Tomorrow we can talk more about how we're going to be together forever. I just know that everything will work.